It was a good course in engineering, and one of the requirements was that before you graduated, after your junior year, usually you had to have a job and see how it went. Now, I think that's a wonderful requirement. It went out in the Depression when people couldn't get jobs, but somehow I persuaded them to let me take a job in geophysical prospecting with a local company. Now, it was really supposed to be a factory job, I think, but they were willing to go along with it somewhat grudgingly. And this was a tremendously interesting experience that turned me toward graduate work. There was a group of about a dozen people. The leaders, the five or six people, were really fairly able physicists. The company was called Mason, Slichter, and Hay. Well, Mason was later president of the University of Chicago and a top-flight physicist. Slichter later became a professor of geophysics, I think, in one of the California schools. Hay didn't live long enough to do that. He was, but these people all had their PhDs, and what they did was take maybe three or four juniors to act as caddies out in the field and carry things. And they let us occasionally make calculations. Well, this was interesting. What they were doing, they were working for a big mining company as consultants. This was a consulting engineering firm. And they had 10 or 12 ways of telling what was underground from measurements of the surface. One of them was gravity measurements. Another one was, the others were mostly electrical, either conduction currents or magnetic, and very sensitive. And we were working in southern Canada near Sudbury, where there was a piece of land that was had been explored thoroughly with drill holes. They knew as well what was under the surface as what was above. And so we ran these various methods, some of which had been invented by the company and some of which had not. We ran it over known bodies to see what the responses were. And that was quite exciting. We lived in a tent and enjoyed living that way too.